you've got to read your data at the end of the day. You can't just say, oh, that would be enough, I need 50 of those. You've got to see what has been consumed in the past, follow the trends, and then order and produce accordingly.
Excited to bring this unique episode of Brave Bold Brilliant to you, because this is a collection of the executive team at TUI Blue Hotels and some of the lovely and amazing TUI Blue hoteliers. So we are talking all about how do you create an industry-leading leisure hotel brand. It's a unique episode because I talked to 14 people on this episode and you're going to love it. You want an insight into the hospitality industry, how to build a brand, how to actually create an amazing experience for leisure guests, then this is the one for you. So huge thank you, big shout out to the TUI Blue team, and enjoy the show. So here I am with Louise Bates, one of the managing directors at TUI Blue. Nice to see you, Louise.
Nice to see you too, Jeanette. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, we've had a great couple of days together. It's been full on, but really, really amazing to see everything that's happening. So Louise, I wanted to ask you about the strategy and the growth plans for TUI Blue, because you've got ambitious plans.
We have ambitious plans, yeah. So we accelerated our growth strategy, if you like, during COVID, when we had a bit of downtime and a bit of time to think about stuff. And then we launched in 2021 a franchise management proposition, and we established business development entities both in Asia and Africa to really take advantage of the huge hotel development we see in those destinations, those markets. And really what we did was really look at, you know, actually we can grow without making heavy investment. We found many partners who either want the management capabilities we can offer or the franchise of, you know, the brand and the branded experience to really drive forward their properties under our leadership.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously the hospitality sector, I mean, we've seen a lot of data over the last couple of days, 48 million hotel rooms in the world, 35% of which are branded. And obviously we've got the big groups, you know, the Marriott's, the IHG's, the Accor's of this world, etc. But as TUI Blue, what's your differentiation, do you think, against those sort of large, you know, big hotel groups?
Well, I guess when we analysed the market, really what we saw, exactly as you say, there is still a huge amount of the market which is unbranded. And in the digital landscape, it's much more difficult for unbranded to cut through, you know, to get the Google searches, to build apps, to build an ecosystem that works. So we really felt that we had the opportunity to create something which was very, very leisure focused and therefore different to what the main big competitors were doing. And therefore, you know, we really built our proposition around that. So having a digital landscape that is focused on a leisure guest and not a business guest. So things like, you know, the app is much more about how you spend your time in the hotel, because the guest spends a lot of time in the hotel in a leisure environment, particularly in the resorts, rather than, you know, exploring outside so much, although obviously it does still cover excursions in the destination too. So I think really what we've had, the feedback we have from the partners, is that what we bring to the table around our knowledge and expertise on those leisure experiences, the way they spend their time on holiday, is different. And clearly it's built on a huge amount of data from TUI, because we've been taking people on holiday for many, many years. And you know, we have a huge amount of customer feedback and insights around how they like to spend their time. You know, we have the opportunity to learn from every TUI tour operator guest and then, you know, enhance our hotel experiences in our own brands.
Yeah, so it's great. It's taken that heritage, if you like, of being experts and a market leader in leisure from the 60s right the way through, but actually positioning yourself as a hotel brand that has multiple clients. Could be someone that's booking just the hotel through an OTA, or it could actually be someone that's booking a package.
Absolutely, and we've even seen that, you know, the brand has appeal in markets where TUI is not really known, where package holidays are not known. But just knowing how people like to spend their vacation time and how they like to use the different elements of a resort, how to design the resort and the activity program, the entertainment, the food and beverage, the childcare, all around that holiday feel rather than a standard hotel experience.
Yeah, brilliant. And digital, you mentioned digital is huge, and lots of innovation happening in the space. What are the big things that you're actually looking to bring into TUI Blue in the context of digitalisation?
So, I mean, we've still got a way to go with our app. It's fantastic from a guest experience perspective, and we get very, very good feedback on how it allows the guests to really sort of personalise their time in the resort. Now the focus is really pushing that into search and book functionality so that we bring a customer in, we get them to download the app for their holiday experience, but also then they can use that for inspiration and future bookings too. So I think, you know, there's still scope to continue to develop that further, and I think that's an exciting space. And then of course we have many things like operational digital support, things like, you know, the Alice system we have across our front office to integrate any requests from guests and then manage that through all of the various hotel departments. And I think really, you know, for us, there is a really big focus on building our global distribution capability. So as we grow, we've got to be able to sell all of the rooms that we grow. And of course, we've got a huge amount of distribution strength in, you know, the Northern European markets with the TUI tour operator knowledge and expertise. But we really want to make that global. And we see huge growth in many of the sort of Eastern Europe, Asian and African markets.
Amazing. Well, lots of exciting things happening. Thank you for sharing, Louise. Great to see you as always.
Lovely to see you too. Thanks, Jeanette.
So, I'm here with Ivan Khobarov, Head of Partnerships for TUI Blue. Nice to see you, Ivan.
Nice to see you, Jeanette. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. We spent two great days together here. And we've heard a lot about the exciting growth plans for TUI Blue, which is great. So, do you want to just explain a little bit about the approach that you take when you're building those partnerships, in particular new partners that are maybe coming on board and becoming part of the TUI Blue family? Because I think your approach is quite unique.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, you know, that's where it comes from. The partnerships is definitely the, you know, that area and element of the you know, of the entire process where we just, that's what the event we did now here, and we really try to, you know, to make it as personal as possible. You know, that's key for us. So from the support from the very beginning, identifying the hotel, assessing the feasibility and the suitability, and then obviously going through the brand requirement. So it's a really long process. But the thing with us is it does not finish when the hotel opens, and then everything is implemented. Actually, you know, that's where, you know, it all starts, because we continue to look after the relationship, after the brand performance, after the quality. So I think the key here is that it's one team from the beginning throughout the entire process. So I think that's quite unique, you know, what we do, because that goes to show the dedication and the commitment that we have in TUI Blue to make sure that the partners feel at any time supported and looked after, which I think is quite important.
Fantastic. And some of the, I mean, the growth plans are exciting. I know, you know, there's some confidentiality around the details, but, you know, you're now in China, you're now in Vietnam, you know, so TUI Blue is really becoming a significant global hotel brand.
Yeah.
Very much focused on leisure, the leisure guest, and niching down into that. How important are the sort of the brand values, the specification, making sure that when you're working with a partner that the fit is really good and that you can deliver the consistent experience for the guest?
Exactly. So consistency, it's key, obviously. Quality and consistency, right? So those two things go hand in hand, and you know, they are the fundamentals of the brand. And yeah, with the growth plans, I mean, this is so exciting that, you know, I mean, obviously we're now growing so fast in areas where, you know, previously we were not that strongly present. But I really have to say, given the latest openings that we have had in Southeast Asia and now in China coming up, it's so exciting to see how do we bring that brand in a new area, and partners are, you know, so engaged and feel so excited. And you know, I think it just goes to show how successful the brand is as well. And just quickly within, you know, a few months and a year, we are just, you know, opening so many new hotels in that area and just bringing all that expertise that you know, we have from our the Mediterranean regions, where the conference, the last 2 days where you have seen also partners now from Asia have joined us and have been listening, you know, to, you know, to the updates and feel engaged. So consistency is key, and we are leisure experts, right? I mean, that really sets us apart from other brands, where you know, that all comes together.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. And the last 2 days have been great. There's been really good energy, I think, from everyone that's attended, and I feel very fortunate to have been included in the delegation. What has stood out for you? What are the kind of the big takeaways and things that you've really noticed from these couple of days together?
Yeah, I think it's that getting together, as always. This brings, you know, this excitement with partners, seeing each other. And this is a very traditional event. We do it every year. But I think how we evolve year on year, I think it's incredible to see, you know, like listening to partners' feedback. And obviously, I think something which is quite unique, those 2 days and what you have attended, thankfully, and thanks for being here, they have been really designed by the partners. So I think it's very important for us that we listen to them and we design together what should come and, you know, what updates, what do they want to hear from us? Or, you know, is there any particular area that, you know, is interesting for them? So they really design those days. And I think that feels always so engaging because, you know, they feel they're part of it. And that has been, for me, that really stood out again as a great element in the conference.
Fantastic, Ivan. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. And I can't wait to see the expansion just continue. Exciting times.
Stay tuned. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thanks, Ivan. Okay, so I'm here with Ian Hill, Head of Product and Proposition. Nice to see you for TUI Blue. Ian, how's the conference been?
Really, really good. Really inspiring. Great to see all these partners together and the TUI team combining with them. It's been a great event.
Yeah, I'm here in Cabo Verde, which is like a real core destination for TUI that's been grown up over the last few years. And TUI Blue, in your role looking at the product, the proposition, the concept, etc., how has it changed over the last few years, would you say? And then I'm also interested in seeing what's coming down the track in terms of your ideas of how you continue to keep the product fresh and relevant for the customer. So how's it changed?
I think at an overall level, we've obviously grown. But I think from a proposition and a customer experience perspective, it's become even more personalized than it was when we first launched it into the market. I think our customers now, more than ever, have the highest expectations. Mm. Certainly through COVID and people not being able to travel, there's that pent-up demand, pent-up expectation that when they do come away with us again with TUI Blue, and they want the best experience, whether that's childcare, entertainment, adult-only experiences, excursions, food and beverage, everything that we really prioritize and know that our customers want and expect is what we've really been delivering and working on years and years.
And how do you see yourself in the market in terms of where you're positioned versus sort of the big hotel groups? Because there is a difference in terms of what your offering is and who your core target market is, right?
Yeah, I think if you think of the big hotel chains, Marriott, IHG, and so on, they will predominantly look after the business consumer, which has very different needs to your leisure customer. And we really see ourselves as the leisure hotel experts. So those elements that I just mentioned. And then we have the high certification of childcare. We believe we have the best entertainment offering, and we really cater for groups, families, singles, couples. So I think that our expertise makes us unique in that area, and I think that's why we have over 1 million customers coming to us last year for TUI Blue, and we forecast to exceed that again this coming year.
Yeah, it's exciting. And also, in terms of the destination range that you're offering, it's now expanding quite significantly. You're in China, you're in Vietnam, whereas historically probably more focused on, you know, Mediterranean beach destinations. What are your thoughts around the expansion in terms of where the new hotels are going to be coming in this big expansion plan that you've got for TUI Blue?
I think we're expanding where our customers want to go. And I think if we think about the customer 10-15 years ago, they go to the European destinations, Spain, Portugal, Greece, and we still operate there, and we still have many fantastic hotels, but the customers now want more experiences further afield. So you mentioned China, Vietnam, Thailand, we're expanding into, and then also we're looking at South America as well, because our customers love to eat Blue so much that they want to get that experience, but they want to experience the world at the same time. So we're effectively giving the customer what they're demanding from us.
And what's been the big thing that you've taken out of the 2 days of the conference? Whether it's feedback from people that you're hearing, or something that you might have learnt yourself from just kind of listening and engaging with the team that have been here.
I think it's really interesting. We've got hoteliers from Mexico to China to Cape Verde, but they all have similar needs, similar challenges, whether that's operational, whether that's customers. But I think by coming together, I feel like we're solving these issues, and then we're having one approach, we're learning from each other. And it's just great to get effectively all these experts in one location at this time.
Yeah, amazing. Well, listen, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I'm really excited for the future for you all. And I'm going to watch this space where TUI Blue goes next. No limits, eh?
No limits.
Thanks,
great.
Ian.
Thanks very much.
Okay, so nice to see you. I'm here with Panos, the Concepts Food and Beverage Manager for TUI Blue Franchise Partners.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, great to see you. Now, we were just chatting about how important the guest experience is when it comes to F&B, and how innovation and doing things more creatively is a key focus for you. Do you want to just talk about that a little bit more, Panos?
Absolutely, this is correct. We focus quite a lot on our guest voice. So we listen to the guests, their needs, their preference. And it's very important for everybody to understand, like, we have different generations. So for example, we had millennials, and the millennials are very connected with technology, sustainability. Now we have Generation Alpha. So we have their kids in our hotel. So, and those ones are very, very connected with sustainability, with technology. They have full access to what happens in the world. They see different ideas, different food, for example, in different parts of the world. And then in many cases, those children, they request some stuff from their parents, and the parents are very willing to spend money also about sustainability. They would like to find something different. Those days that where we had, for example, chicken fingers, like pasta, etc. Of course, absolutely, we want to have those dishes, but we also want to become more creative, more innovative. We want to marry the old world and the new world to bring some innovation and sustainability. Soon in the hospitality industry, the Generation Alpha, and not only, they will check for the products, where the food is coming from. So this is going to be very sensitive, and we really need to adapt to that generation, those needs. Everything changes.
Yeah, and so locally sourced produce, maybe seasonal growing patterns.
Absolutely, the carbon footprint also. We see that on the menu. So we have different hotels that develop different menus, and then we will have the carbon footprint. We had also discussions with a company on the food labels. They will communicate the carbon footprint, and then the guests will be more alerted. Nowadays, we have also different chains, like, I think, Wagamama. And over there, they communicate everything, so the guests are more alert, and they will choose wisely in this case. So locality, authenticity, it's something very, very important for us.
Yeah, fantastic. And when I was attending one of your sessions yesterday, very interesting, but you were talking about how a dish is presented, and how important, it's not just about the taste, it's about the visual presentation of the food and being creative. Just share with us your thoughts.
Absolutely.
On that.
Thank you so much for bringing this. It's very, very important. Aesthetics, everything communicates. Something that I learned many years ago, that everything we do communicate. So that also applies in our industry, and also when it comes to the food, how we plate the food, the dinnerware, how they look like. We don't have those only white boring colors, for example, like round ones. We need more creativity in this case. Food is something, like as Jose Andres says, food is memory. So how we are going to communicate this one? And simplicity is the key for success. We don't want too much complexity. We don't want overloaded. We don't want we believe having something nicely pure, fresh, sustainable, in that case, it's something that what the guests want. And if we combine it also with the zero food waste, this is the most important, because nowadays we are very cautious about the food and to not throw that one in the bins. And it's really, really important to have something nice over there for the guest. And talking about social media, we have nowadays, for example, more than a half a billion posts about food in different media. And this is very, very important. We have different dishes where the focus is. For example, we have bowls. When we talk about bowls, we talk about superfood bowls, poke bowls, elote bowls, and could be acai bowls, and more dishes. And we really need to follow those trends, because it's what the guests need, and we really need to adapt. Actually, we need to be proactive. Mm. And we need to follow the trends. We keep the classic ones, the favorite dishes of the guests, but we really need to innovate and to give to the guests something new, something fresh every time. So they come last year, they come the next year. We need to have some motivation. We need to create something very attractive for them to give them the reason to visit us again.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, and I love what you're doing. And I think with the expansion of TUI Blue into new destinations as well, that opens up another opportunity for amazing F&B experiences.
Absolutely. It's a great journey for us, because every day is different. So we get in touch with different cultures, from Mexico to China. So we learn also. It's not like we are perfect, not at all. Every day is like it's a learning process for us. And then our aim is like to communicate everything we see, just to become even better. And of course, we need to contribute to a high guest satisfaction in this case, and then to create a wow factor for our guests so they can choose us the next time. And of course, through word of mouth, even to expand the business and to show them that we are very good at what we are doing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Panos.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm here with Jano Martin, who is one of the managing directors here at TUI Blue. Nice to see you, Jano.
Nice to see you.
It's been a busy couple of days, hasn't it?
It has been, but it has been a pleasure.
Exactly. And it's been really exciting to hear about the growth plans for TUI Blue. And I know that you pay a lot of attention to the development, the pipeline, and I know there's a lot of confidentiality around the details. But when you're looking to bring a new partner into TUI Blue, what are you looking for? What are the key things that are important when you're selecting who comes into the TUI Blue family?
I think what's most important is the personal connection to start with, because if you imagine you go into a partnership also with hotels, we talk about a contract duration of around 10 to 15 years. And if you compare that, for example, for an average German marriage, which is around 7 years, you're looking almost at double the lifetime of an average marriage. So you need to know what you're getting into. Mm. And then, of course, you have to look at the hotel property itself. As always in hospitality, it's about location, location, location. And then, of course, we have several elements we are looking for in the hotel that fit to our TUI Blue concept. And then if all those things are met, then we are good to go and go into the negotiations and, yeah, sign.
Fantastic. So the brand specification is really important, because you want to be able to offer a consistent experience but still a localized experience as well, so you have to get these combination right. With TUI Blue, what are the main features, would you say, in terms of the brand and the offering to the customer?
What is really important for us is that you have that authentic local feel. So with TUI Blue, we want to really immerse our customers in the destination where we are having our properties and where they're traveling to. And that begins with the property itself, but also then later with the soft factors. So F&B offering is a very relevant factor. So we want to offer local product, and that you can feel if you are in Spain or if you're in Asia. Mm. And also, of course, in our employees, we look for TUI Blue employees that really know the environment and can help our guests to really experience the local culture, the surrounding. We encourage our guests to also go outside of the hotel experience, get experiences that matter to them and really get into the destination.
Fantastic. And you mentioned people there, Jano, and we know we're a hospitality hotel business, but really we're a people business.
We are. Yeah.
It's at the absolute heart of our, not just our guests, but our teams and our colleagues. So, and obviously with your role and that specific focus on human resources, how difficult has it been attracting the right people? You know, we know a lot of people have left the industry, and to attract, we talk about a war on talent and finding really good people that are going to stay with the organization and be have a good career. Are you finding any challenges with recruitment because you're growing so fast?
Well, definitely. So I think human resource is one of the key challenges we have in hospitality. Especially after the crisis, we have seen that a lot of our people have seen that they can also work elsewhere with maybe less strenuous working hours and shifts and so on. But nonetheless, I think we have a very compelling proposition also in the human resource sector, especially with the growth and the opportunities that we can offer to our employees by job rotating through different hotels. Maybe if you have a seasonal contract in Croatia, for example, you can spend the winter in Austria, and also you can learn and develop yourself within our group. And I think that's a big compelling argument that we can put into the market. And therefore it's getting easier a little bit, and we are also putting a lot of effort into training and into employee engagement. We just recently developed a big new TUI Blue picture, bringing our vision into visualization and also transporting what we are aiming for, and that we want to become one of the world leading leisure hotel brands. And I think that's something that a lot of young talents also like to be a part of. Because if you then work for such a growing, fast growing young hotel brand, and you have that in your CV, that's also a really nice opportunity.
Yeah, fantastic. And we've had a great couple of days together. What's the sort of, what's the big takeaways for you from the last couple of days? What stood out for you as either an opportunity or an idea or just a benefit of all being together for 2 days?
It's always so great, and I feel really privileged and happy seeing the partners again after a year. And it's astonishing to see how quickly time passes always, right?
And,
but how much happens in between as well. Yeah. And so at those events, you really get back into the feeling that you have those partnerships that matter to make our guests happy, and that you can learn from the experiences also that all of your partners have been doing over the last year or have experienced. And that's very valuable input for us also to develop the brand further and to really stay on top of things and to create experiences that matter for our guests in the future. And so I take a lot from the discussions with our partners then in those events.
Oh, fantastic. It's been great hearing your perspective, Jano. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeanette.
So I'm here today with Aristos. We are at the TUI Blue Conference. We've just spent 2 incredible days together, Aristos. How's it been for you?
It's been a fantastic event. TUI Blue put together a very interesting conference for us, for the TUI Blue hotels. Very formative, and especially your presentation was fantastic, with a lot of information that help us to understand for this year, but also for the future.
Yeah, and you've been with TUI for many years. In fact, we've known each other for,
yes,
I don't know, 20
don't
years,
say,
maybe, a long time.
Say,
yeah. We're showing our age. But, you know, you started with TUI Blue and you've moved through that journey.
Actually,
where did you start and where are you now?
Out of our 4 hotels, we work with all the hotels with TUI, of course, but Pioneer, it was the hotel where we start as a couple hotel from the UK. Then we transform into a Sensima for all markets. And when TUI decided to change the name from Sesima to TUI Blue, then we had TUI Blue for two. So for couples, dedicated, design, the whole product for two. Fantastic concept as hotel, but also for couples that they want really to find the environment to relax. Absolutely.
Perfect. So what do you, how is the brand helping you, do you think?
First of all, with the experience, when we start, TUI Blue was only 30 or 35 hotels. The whole brand, it was built from the experience of the hoteliers. So we built together with TUI Blue team the whole concept. And every year we improve, we adapt, we make a product that suit all ages, all nationalities, but also any part of the world. Because you cannot take a product and just put it in the market and work everywhere. So together we built up this product that is at the moment and is developing, still developing.
Fantastic. And there's been lots of initiatives that we've spoken about the last couple of days. Anything that's particularly standing out in your mind as an important topic that you will then take back to Cyprus, to the operation and implement in the hotels?
First of all, sustainability. Today, we are all talking for sustainability. And we are all sensitive. We are now with the generation that they are coming to stay in our hotels, that they are very sensitive, much more sensitive than before. From the time they start from the school, they grow, and they grow with the sensitivity of sustainability. This is something that already we are in. We have certified Travel Life, but I see that we need to do a lot more. Earlier here, we see that you need 500 years for a plastic to be absorbed.
Yes.
500 years, imagine. So yes, we need to reduce the emission. We need to work all on this direction. Digitalization definitely is something that it will help, always up to a certain point, because we should not forget that hotel industry and hospitality will always need the personal conduct, the personal interaction of the staff with the customer to unlock the brain of the customer to a relaxing holiday and get out of stress. Digitalization, it will help to work everything without stress for the customer and for the staff as well. That these two
things
yeah. that the rest, of course, everything is important.
Yeah.
But these are two things that make me going back now. We have to work more and promote more sometime.
Yes, we don't want this to be the best kept secret.
Yes, we have to promote it more.
And final thing that stood out for me is just the value of networking and being here with colleagues, with new people. The hotel group is growing. How have you found the networking side of it for you? How important has that been?
Very important. First, of course, with the TUI team, with TUI Blue team, that we meet, of course, during the year in the destinations, but also meeting here with them, still exchanging ideas, still developing, but also with partners all over the world. Imagine to have 100 hotels, exchanging ideas, practices that it work in one country. This is, I think, the great value of this get-together.
Yeah, absolutely. From China to Vietnam to Cyprus to Portugal to Spain to
Italy. Not only this, from the one Greek island to the other Greek island, yeah. to from Turkey to Egypt. It's not only so much distance, but even in the same country, you'll see a lot of
Fantastic. Thank you, Aristos. Lovely
you.
Chatting with
nice
you.
Nice to see you again and wish you all the success.
Wonderful. Thanks, Aristos.
Thank you.
Right, so I'm here with Ian Corbett.
Hello.
Hello again, after all these years of us like not working together. Nearly 30 years, Ian.
I know, it's getting on a bit, isn't it?
Crazy. But the great thing about this industry is that we, you know, we meet up and it's like I saw you yesterday. And here you are, heading up sustainability for TUI Blue. So what are the big things that you guys are focusing on right now? Because it's very much high on the agenda, I think, of all industries, all sectors, but in particular in hospitality. So what are you guys focusing on at TUI Blue?
So I think there's no one simple answer because sustainability isn't a simple topic, right? So what we are focusing on at the moment is we group our priorities under the three pillars that we're using for the TUI Group sustainability strategy overall. And so we're talking about people, planet and progress. So people is about the social and economic impacts and how we can maximize the positive impacts that we have. Planet is about the environmental. And then progress is about how we can accelerate the transformation in collaboration with others, especially by empowering our consumers. So if I take those in turn, probably the highest on the agenda at the moment is planet. And that's really about two areas. One, about driving down carbon emissions, getting those to a minimum. We've committed to reducing our emissions by 46% by 2030 from our own operations. So that's a real focus and trying to get them to zero if we can. And then this move to a circular business model, which is can be a bit jargony, but it's basically about eliminating waste. And our focus there is on food waste and plastic waste to begin with, two really visible topics and important topics for our guests, but also ones that are really relevant to the tourism experience. And then, so that's planet. And then people, it's about local sourcing, supporting local communities, upskilling people so they feel empowered to create the change we need to see. And then progress very much around our consumers. How can we empower them? How can we inspire them? And how can we include them and make it relevant to their guest experience? Because the worst thing and what we won't do is undermine the guest experience in the name of sustainability.
And so we've had 2 days, you've been doing all these incredible workshops with the various hoteliers that are here and all the key stakeholders. What's the response been? What's the general kind of feeling around the room? Is it a case of, oh my gosh, where do I start? Or I'm a little bit scared of all of this? Or no, come on, let's do it. We need to really make a difference here. What's the general kind of feedback you're getting?
So, I mean, very, very positive. I mean, the partners understand the importance of it. They share our concerns, our desire for change, the need for speed of that change. I think carbon is a well-known topic, and obviously there's a huge cost implication to that as well. So lots of positive stories about hotel partners already investing, for example, in increasing their solar energy production and things like that. Where what we focused on as well is sustainability certification as a means to break down what's quite a big topic into like an action plan, basically, step by step, a model for continual improvement. That's been really positive. And also we've circled back to plastic, which obviously was the issue of the day pre-pandemic. Lots of great progress has been done, but we want to now see what we can do for the remaining items, this move away from replacing one single-use item with another, where you're just moving the problem, and looking at more imaginative solutions where we can move to reuse and refill models. And that's gone down really well. We've had some great products here where people have been really excited about how they can introduce that to their operations, make improvements, save costs, and obviously benefit the environment at the same time.
Fantastic. So an exciting time for TUI Blue. Lots going on in sustainability. You're doing all the right things. And it's great to see the level of engagement. So thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you. Nice to see you again.
Indeed. Welcome, Angelo Ribeiro, Partnerships Manager for TUI Blue. And you have worked in, and I think mainly lived in, 21 countries, Angelo.
That's correct. I had the opportunity to do so. And I took every opportunity to choose different destinations all over the last 20 years.
Wow, wonderful. So you bring a huge amount of experience to your role, different cultures, different nationalities. So as Partnerships Manager, you apply quite a unique approach so that when you bring a new partner into TUI Blue, it's an incredibly successful relationship. Talk a bit about that, Angelo. Why is it? How do you ensure that those partnerships are successful?
Well, the name says everything, partnership. Compared to our competitors, we have a more face-to-face approach. We're more on the field. we have a liaison with a partner, especially the new openings that need our help. They need to understand where we stand and what we want from them. So we are engaged with them in a way that we actually, if we have to put the sleeves up and work with them, we do so. So it is also good that my background with the tour operator TUI for so many years, I can understand the concerns of the partner beside what I want to implement as the brand, but I also understand the other side, the operation sides, and that's why it makes a differentiation compared to our competitors.
So you're very much kind of there, holding the hand through the process, making sure all those little details are taken care of, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, fantastic. And you've got exciting growth plans. So you've got lots of new hotels that are coming into the family.
That is true.
How do you deal with that volume of work coming through? You know, how do you manage your schedule?
Well, time management is very important. And then we have different, so we have the existing hotels, which is demands some sort of tasks to maintain that relationship, but also to look at how they are standing, if they're not dropping a little bit low in quality or higher. And then, but also the new openings, which is the one we're focused most. So to give you an idea, the first 6 months of the year, we as partnership managers, we travel more than the last 6 months of the year, because it's before the opening of the summer season. Majority of our partners, they're closed in the winter. Let's say Greece and Spain, mainland, Italy, they all close. So for the new partners, for the first time, that's where we focused more. But also we do look at other potential hotels who can become part of our brand and our franchising business model for the future. So we also have to visit them. So there is a lot of traveling. Yeah, that's true. The other second half of the year, then we just readjust our vision, our brand, our strategy, learn from what happened the first 6 months, see if we can improve some areas of the business.
Yeah, so it's a busy year actually, mm-hmm. a full year-round calendar for you. And the last 2 days we've had together, mm-hmm. what have you enjoyed the most about the conference?
To see our partners, to have a sense of achievement, because we have the rewards, the awards, sorry, last night. So they want that, they want to feel that. But also our main goal is to update them with the changes that we have implemented for this summer. And then obviously we work with different other suppliers that bring some value to the business. They were very interested. So I was always knocking the general managers of my hotel's area and says, look at this could be good for your business. And they like excited. But also to create a network. Huh? We have some general managers that says, look, this actually was great because I've met people I haven't seen for a while. I've lost contact with them. I lost track with some of them and we're back together. Actually, I've heard that they actually have some a group of WhatsApp. They exchange their own thoughts in between our, so you can see they're engaged. Yeah, this is our main goal.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, listen, it's been a fabulous couple of days. And thank you for sharing your thoughts. And thank you for, you know, bringing me up to speed with everything that's happening with TUI Blue as well. So
thank you for the invite.
So here with Natalie Nasser, who is one of the managing directors at TUI Blue. Nice to see you, Natalie.
Nice to see you too, Jeanette.
We've had a busy couple of days.
We've had a very busy couple of days, and thank you very much for joining us on the couple of days.
Oh, no, you're welcome. So, you know, we know that TUI as a general brand is very strong in leisure, and we know that TUI Blue is really sort of honing in on, you know, creating a very strong leisure hotel brand. Within that broad, that leisure sector, though, where does TUI stand out, do you think, versus other players in the market?
I think the value proposition is really, really strong and solid, especially from the service delivery and what we offer to guests. I call them some of our best kept secrets. From a fitness perspective, a wellness, health, well-being perspective, we've got some amazing fitness programs that we offer. And all of our fitness instructors are highly qualified. They go through a rigorous training process. They're also nutritionists, so there's lots of different things that people can benefit from when they come on holiday. And then, you know, for my family proposition, we have lots of different family programs. And once again, our childcare team are highly qualified, accredited team members, more so than you'd ever find in any other kind of brands. So they're two core elements which drive, you know, experiences and memorable moments for the guests, which then, you know, really does set us apart in that leisure field.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's an exciting time because you've got big, ambitious growth plans. You've grown fast in a very short space of time, but, but the future plans are, like, really ambitious again. And, you know, we know what people are critical. We're a hotel business, but we're really a people business. What are your thoughts on career opportunities, development for the team, for colleagues, that really attracts talent into TUI Blue?
Well, it's super exciting times ahead. We've got so many hotel openings coming up in the next few years. You know, we've got ambitions to be the largest leading leisure brand globally in the next 10 years. So there's lots of career growth opportunities across all different aspects of the business, whether you're on property, whether it's in our regional offices, or whether it's in HQ. And that's right from operational delivery through to front desk teams, to housekeeping teams, to food and beverage teams, right through to the commercial landscape. So I oversee commercials, the commercial landscape, sales, marketing, revenue management. So there's great growth opportunities for anybody who's joining the organisation, because of how much we're growing in the next few years.
Yeah, so there are no limits really, are there? And you say people can move around within TUI Blue, but also wider group, right, as well?
Absolutely, and we're opening in so many different destinations, so there's also the opportunities for people to move around and experience different destinations, different cultures, different mindsets, and really broaden their own personal experiences as well as part of their own personal kind of career journeys.
And we've had a really last question for me, because we've had a really fabulous 2 days, loads of information, loads of content. Any sort of standout moments for you from the last couple of days, or sort of ideas that you think, oh yeah, actually that's really exciting for us to take forward?
Do you know, I really loved some of the experiences that we're offering from the entertainment side of things, like the immersive storytelling from the children's, the childcare teams, the immersive experiences, I think they called it sensortainment. So, you know, really looking at all of the different senses and really entertaining and bringing those to life for the adults. So I love those. I think that was really innovative. Never seen that done before in other organisations. And then some of the digitalisation that's happening. You know, the IT team shared some new digital initiatives that they're bringing forward, and that's really great to see that, you know, we are really at the forefront of digitalisation and really focusing on that moving forward.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much, Natalie. It's been great chatting, and I can't wait to see what happens next for TUI Blue.
Oh, thank you very much, Jeanette. Yeah, it's exciting times ahead.
Indeed. I'm here today with Nick Balzan from TUI Blue Bodoni. Nice to see you, Nick.
Thank you, Jeanette, for having me. Nice, good to see you again.
Always good to see you. Now, you're starting out on your journey with TUI Blue for the first time, right?
Yeah.
So talk a little bit around why you chose TUI Blue and kind of the experience and what the plans are.
Okay, so basically we are a hotel based in Sardinia. We have refurbished a hotel in Sardinia. And we've been talking with TUI, and basically we've decided to go ahead with a TUI Blue. One, because of the brand, the strength of the brand. Two, the strength of TUI as a group, because they are going to send more capacity, flight capacity to the destination. So it will help also other hotels in the destination. And the whole professionalism that TUI bring it, and the know-how, minimum brand standards, etc., etc., etc. So overall, it's helping us improve the destination, the hotel, the team, everything.
Yeah, fantastic. And for you, I mean, you've been a hotelier for a number of years. We're showing our age, but you're younger than me. Anyway, so in terms of, obviously, you're starting on the route with TUI. You're planning on opening when?
We're going to open now in May. We'll open in the beginning of May, which is the first flying of TUI. So they start their first charter flights on the 3rd of May, and we open on the 3rd of May together with them. As you said, it's our first hotel. The idea is to test how it goes with this hotel. The company I work for, we have more hotels, so there is a possibility of adding more hotels in the future. We are meeting the TUI team next week in Berlin to discuss future opportunities 2025, 2026, and also different brands. So maybe a Sensatori, maybe a Suneo, maybe another TUI Blue. There are different possibilities over there. But yeah, this is our first one. So far, it's been absolutely fantastic. The team are hands-on, which is great. They're there to help. They don't just take the franchise fee and you're off. So they're really hands-on. We've got a dedicated team, the F&B, the chef, all these people involved in the whole project. So it's a really good service that they offer as well. And then from the TUI side, you have the strength of the commercial side of TUI. So it gives you both. It gives you service, F&B, knowledge, and sales.
Mm. Yeah, and in your experience, Nick, what makes a really good hotel? What, and in particular in that leisure space, what's important? Yeah.
First, location, okay. Distance from the airport, you know, you tick all those boxes. And then it's the people in the hotel. Okay, then obviously food and all those things. But I think the main thing is location. And the people in the hotel. So this is another thing which we are training the staff in Sardinia. It's not easy to find trained staff in Sardinia. We are lucky because we're a bigger company. So we have staff that we bring over from Sicily. So they come over, we provide them staff accommodation, they're there for the season, and then they go back to Sicily or maybe to other destinations in the winter. But yeah, key points to answer your question: location, people, and then, you know, the basic stuff that a hotel needs.
And we've had a really jam-packed couple of days here together. What are some of the highlights for you from the last couple of days?
It's been great. It's been great. So basically, every point you've had the IT part, you know, the check-in, the TV system, and I can see that too. We are planning more technology, more digital stuff, which is great. They help you also in terms of waste management and all that side, which will help us as well. The health and safety and security as well was really good, because, you know, we normally work on European minimum laws. Whereas we're bringing British clients, German clients, so we have to be careful and make sure we're up to standard with the laws in the countries that they're coming from. What else? The uniforms was interesting. The visits that we did to other hotels, learning here what TUI have done in Cape Verde is amazing. You know, they've literally built a destination. I can't remember, I think they said they've got 300,000 passengers. They've got resorts. We saw a hotel yesterday with 1,000 rooms and the hotel is full. So we know what the power, what the strength the TUI brand has, and sustainability and all that. They're not just thinking profit and all that. It's a long-term vision that they have, including sustainability, training, etc., etc. Yeah. No, it's been really, really interesting for me.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts, Nick.
Thank you.
So, welcome. I'm here with Shelley McLaughlin, Head of HR at TUI Blue. Great to see you.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, it's an exciting time for TUI Blue. There's a lot going on. And one of the key things I know you're really passionate about is making sure that the strategy of the business actually translates down to every single person in the organisation, all of your employees and colleagues, so that they clearly understand what it is in simple terms. Do you want to just explain a little bit, Shelley, how you're doing that and how that's actually going?
Yeah, sure. So, we've taken a bit more of a creative approach, and we've actually drawn out a picture. So we've drawn a picture to describe what it is that we do at TUI Blue. Picture's got three parts: the what, the why, and the how. So why we work with TUI, what we do, and how we do it. And the idea of the picture is that every colleague can look at that picture and really understand what it is that we do at TUI Blue. So for example, the first part of the picture talks about why we work for TUI Group. So, you know, how does TUI Blue support the group strategy and what we're doing at TUI Group? The second part of the picture is really that we talk here about our five strategic pillars. So we've got five strategic pillars at TUI Blue, and it's all about what, you know, how do we bring those pillars to life? And then the third part of our pitch is all about our behaviours. So we've created five new behaviours. And here we talk about, you know, it's the behaviours that we expect our colleagues to demonstrate on a day-to-day. The picture's really simple, but it's so super effective because you can look at that picture and really understand, you know, what does Group do? What does TUI Blue do? And the behaviours, how I should act. So the individual, all of our colleagues can look at the pitch and really understand how their role contributes to the overall strategy of TUI Blue.
Fantastic. And what's the feedback you're getting on that as an initiative?
Yeah, it's really positive. There's a lot of excitement out there for it at the moment. We're creating some e-learning modules so that we can really get that out and show, you know, colleagues, you know, all about the, all, you know, I suppose the e-learning is to support the launch. Lots of excitement. And people actually understand what it is that we do at TUI Blue now.
And what is it? What do you do at TUI Blue?
Our ambition to become a world-leading leisure hotel group. That is the ultimate ambition. And that's really clearly stated in the picture. So everybody knows, actually, that's what we're doing. That's what we're aiming for. Yeah, it's just almost become a no-brainer. I'm sorry that I didn't do it a year ago.
Oh, well, listen, let's not worry about what's not been done.
No, we look forward to the future, exactly. Yeah.
And you've got big growth plans. So do you anticipate this picture and the strategy, you know, consistently rolling forward and being able to still be relevant in 3, 4, 5 years' time? Or do you think it will evolve over time?
No, it'll definitely evolve, because one of the five strategic pillars is growth. So the I think it's pillar number four, is about hotel growth. And that pillar will probably be there for a long, long time, but some of the other pillars might change. Mm-hmm. So yes, the picture will grow as we grow. It will mature as we mature as a business.
Yeah, fantastic. And one of the sessions that you ran over the last couple of days was all around well-being.
Yeah.
And in particular, mental health and physical health, yeah, etc. And it's such an important topic.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want to just touch on some of the great initiatives that, well, some of the stats maybe, actually, if you don't mind, Shelley, first of all, because some of them are really quite shocking. Mm. But also some of the initiatives that you're actually seeing are working to help people who maybe are struggling with their mental well-being.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the stats that stand out the most is, you know, 74% of colleagues at some point in their career in the hospitality industry will be impacted by mental health. 74%, that's huge. Mm. So what are we doing in TUI Blue to help, you know, drive that down? What we've done in TUI Blue is we've put in a wellbeing strategy. So we've created a strategy within our people agenda dedicated to wellbeing. We want our colleagues to be well for ourselves and for them. It's really a number one priority for us. And we've done loads of initiatives. We've set up small working parties, basically it's a group of people, or colleagues, who have had some training on how to look after other colleagues around sensitive issues. So we're investing in our people that have got a natural interest to look after others. And then those guys, these are what we're calling well-being ambassadors. A colleague that may feel not comfortable to talk to their manager can reach out to one of these ambassadors for some support and to have a conversation in confidence about how they're feeling. It's so important that colleagues can put their hand up and say, I'm struggling and I need help. Yeah. So this group of ambassadors is really, it's really flown. It's been a real success. In fact, I would say that these guys are overloaded. They've had so many calls, people wanting to book time with them to discuss themselves. So that's one initiative that we've created. We have we provide some support so colleagues can ring a professional external organisation if they want to talk to a counsellor, for example. So we've also, you know, put that in place. That's also been a real success. So we're doing as much as we can internally, but we're also appreciating that we're not the ultimate experts internally. So what more can we do? And that's one of the other options, is to reach out externally to get support as well for our colleagues.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much for sharing. I know we could talk for hours on this topic
absolutely.
Alone.
And but it's all about the big picture as well.
Exactly. But no, it's great to get the insight. And thanks for everything.
No, thank you for having me.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
So I'm here today with Barbara Kirchner, who heads up all of the guest experience, the entertainment, the leisure for TUI Blue Hotels. Nice to see you, Barbara.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. So I know you're really passionate about the guest experience while they're on holiday with you. And there are probably three three key areas that I'd like to just learn a little bit more about. So one is on the fitness side, secondly, entertainment more broadly, and then thirdly, for children, because obviously happy kids, happy parents, and everyone has a good holiday. So let's talk about fitness first of all, and you know, what do you offer in TUI Blue, and maybe how has it changed a little bit over the years?
Yeah, we offer a wide range of activities, but I think the big change over the years is that our customers are really expecting qualified staff. So all our fitness instructors are licensed, so we really prepare them that they are ready to deliver the classes and that they do also personal training. And overall, what we see over the last years is that the aqua activities are increasing. So our most popular activity is AquaFit. We also have now aqua boards in several hotels. Also Pilates is quite popular and yoga is a standard. I mean, the customers really, really appreciate it. What we see more and more coming is one of those major trends, also to include virtual reality into the fitness activities. Mm-hmm. So you can wear those virtual reality glasses and do actually exercises. So we are incorporating this now also into our proposition.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about digital, actually, and that's yes. I didn't even realize that you were doing those kind of innovative things in the fitness space. So that's great to hear. And what about entertainment? You know, if I think about my early career at TUI way back, you know, it was more of a traditional, you'd have a show each night and, you know, there wasn't so much variety, really. But on the entertainment side of things, how have things shifted for you?
Yes, I think we need to differentiate a little bit the customer groups. There are still customers who want those shows, mm-hmm. especially families. The children still appreciate also the shows and the characters and parades and this kind of stuff. But overall, also there, we are seeing a trend going into the digitalization and virtual reality. And also immersive experiences like escape rooms and this kind of stuff. So we are trying really to stay up to date and to include those trends into our proposition, always depending on the hotel and the customer profile.
Mm, okay, and obviously with TUI Blue, you know, positioning yourselves very clearly as, you know, wanting to be the market leader in terms of leisure hotels,
yes.
And obviously big growth plans to support that. You know, one of the things that I think differentiates you is around the sort of the kids clubs and childcare. Just talk a little bit around that, and then that will help bring it to life, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I really think we are leading in the childcare leisure sector. So purely last summer, we took care of 170,000 children in our kids clubs. And what we are really focusing on again is similar to what I said already for fitness. It's the qualification. So our childcare staff is really qualified. We are offering also an in-house qualification to further educate our employees. So if they are up for it, they can go through this education, the qualification. And this is a theoretical training. It's also then training on the job. And it kind of enhances then in the end also the customer experience. I think a big advantage at TUI Blue is that we are interlinking all those sections. So childcare is working closely with fitness, for example, and we offer breathing classes for our children. And what we also see as a big trend, the customers want more sessions for parents and children together. So this is a big learning we basically had over the last years, and we did obviously also surveys and focus groups with our customers, and this is something I think we are also quite unique at. So we offer sessions where the parents can interact with their children, and there are also our qualified staff supporting them.
Oh, fantastic. Well, honestly, I've been blown away by what I've seen here in Cabo Verde. It's wonderful to see in reality all of this come into life. So congratulations. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with me.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So I am here with Corinna, Head of Marketing for TUI Blue. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Excellent.
Nice to be here.
Fantastic. So listen, you've got a really big job in being the custodian of the brand.
Said like that.
So TUI Blue, what does TUI Blue stand for as a brand?
Yeah, TUI Blue as a brand, when we
talked about the brand at the beginning and we created the brand, we really thought about what is the core need of our target group. So the guest which we like to address with Tree Blue. And there we found out that a lot of the guests going to 4 and 4.5 star hotels, they like that. And they like the service and also the F&B and so on. But there was something which was missing for them in a lot of existing 4 and 4.5 stars hotels. And this was this Blue Fit aspect, so the sports aspect, I would say, in the concept, and also the experience. So they were like, ah, it's nice to stay in the hotel and enjoy everything and be relaxed and so on. But they also want to find out more about the destination, want to experience a destination, but in a guided way. So not the ones who are so individual to say, ah, I do everything and organize everything on my own, but really have this guidance. And so this led us also to this Blue Guide concept to say, ah, there needs to be people being very expertised in different destinations to really give this special tips, guide our guests also in the destination and give them this entire experience. Apart from the hotel experience, also this guided destination experience. Plus, last but not least, we found out that our guests like to have it very seamless. So they dislike this queuing at the reception, waiting to reserve an a la carte restaurant or a spa treatment and so on. And then we thought about, ah, okay, we need to find a good balance also to have this personal touch with the Blue Guides and so on, guiding them personally. And you can for sure reserve also a spa treatment with them. On the other hand, we created our Blue app, which made it quite seamless to our guests to really individualize their stay whenever, wherever also they are. So they're at the beach, they feel, ah, oh, maybe I need a massage in the evening, and then they can directly book via our app. And they also see the entire program. So they are all the time, I would say, informed, but it's up to them what they do and what they don't do. Even if they want to just relax and stay on the beach, it's okay for sure. But we give them the choice.
Fantastic. That's great. And so there's a lot in here. And the brand strategy, the marketing strategy, over the, you know, you've got lots of growth planned, which is exciting. How is the marketing strategy going to drive the growth? What do you have planned?
Yeah, for us, it was very crucial to decide that we really have a global brand strategy. So our brand is really globally the same. So we have the same core values really globally. At the same time, we see that it is quite important to address different target groups in different destinations in different ways. So we have a differentiated marketing strategy then when it comes to destinations. And so this is quite crucial for us to say, okay, we provide trust for sure with our brand values, which is this personal touch with these tailored activities, for example. So this is quite important for the core of the brand, really to provide that one. On the other hand, we see it is so important that we give orientation to our guests within our portfolio. Because as you've mentioned, we were allowed to grow very fast and we will further grow. And this is a very wide portfolio with so many very special and unique hotels. And we need to ensure that really each guest finds his, her, I would say, really fitting hotel and which fits to her, his needs. And so this is something which we also have on the agenda to really ensure that this orientation will be provided via all channels, because we all see that online for sure has become very strong. And so we use different filtering options, highlights to the hotels, so that we really ensure that, yeah, we really also deliver on the guests' needs and expectations.
Fantastic. So it's an exciting time. Congratulations on everything that you've already achieved. And thank you. I will wait with great anticipation to see how the brand continues to grow. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much too.
Nice to see you, Jason Pedo.
Nice to be here, thank you.
Fantastic. So Jason is the concept executive chef for TUI Blue, and you're new to TUI Blue.
I am, yes. I've been here about 4 months now.
Wow, so you're still the new boy. Yeah. What are your first impressions of the company, what you've seen so far?
It's fantastic, actually. Where I live in Mallorca, I'm actually within the TUI community, so coming here is actually like joining the family, because I already knew so many people before starting.
Fantastic. So, first impressions then?
Oh, great. Absolutely fantastic. I was welcomed with open arms. It's a lot of work to do, but I love the challenge. It's really good.
Fantastic. So, as an executive chef then, obviously it's all about food.
It is, yeah.
But not just the selection of dishes, the taste, but the whole visual experience involved with
exactly,
F&B.
Yeah.
So when you're new to the business, but you obviously you've got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
What are the three big things you're focusing on then, Jason?
First of all, when it comes to the food, looking at upholding the standards which we're setting within the Blue Taste Manual. This has just been updated, actually. So now with this new update, we want to make sure that we are rolling that out and ensuring the hoteliers understand what we're asking from them. On top of that, we've got a lot of new openings coming up. So making sure that, again, what the standards we're implementing, they can do that. And lastly, sustainability, because we need to make money, but we also need to be careful of what we're using and how we're using it. Make sure we're not wasting energy, product, or the whole lot, really.
Yeah, because it's an astonishing fact, isn't it? 30% of all food produced in the world is wasted, is thrown away.
Yeah.
So it is absolutely such a key area of focus. When it comes to the dining experience and the whole sort of food aspect, obviously the selection of dishes is important.
It is,
yes. So how you present.
Yeah.
So what are some of the sort of more innovative, funky things that are out there that customers and guests are looking for these days?
I think, first of all, they want to eat locally. So based on the destination, they want to... we're in Cape Verde right now, so here they've got one restaurant called Sahel, and it is all about the Cape Verdean cuisine, and I've tried it myself, and I went looking for it because I wanted to know what is the food like. They want to feel a connection to the destination and they're at, and the food is the best way of finding that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. And let's just go back to some of the initiatives around food waste.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you're trialing or things that are working already in your kitchen?
Well, actually, we're so within TUI Blue, we actually do lots of different conferences. And in 2 weeks' time in Dalaman, we're having a chef's conference. And we are actually bringing an external speaker who has got a lot of experience with zero waste. He's actually identified 50 of the most wasted products within hotel kitchens. He's going to teach us how to prevent wastage. And before it even becomes a product that could be potentially wasted, what to do with it to turn it into another dish.
Oh, right, fantastic. So that's great. You're getting everyone together. So
exactly,
Learn from an external expert.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. And just one last question, really. You obviously have, you know, buffet restaurants.
Yes.
But then you have a la carte restaurants, which are a little bit more specialised, etc. How do you manage the amount of produce that you need for those two different concepts? I'd imagine for the buffet, sometimes it's quite hard to judge based on the occupancy, the volume of food.
It is. The best way of doing it is actually looking at the numbers themselves on a day-to-day basis, see the number of people coming in, seeing the consumption, and then you're having to play with the figures, really. You've got to read your data at the end of the day. You can't just say, oh, that'll be enough, I need 50 of those. You've got to see what has been consumed in the past, follow the trends, and then order and produce accordingly.
Mm. Last question for me. What's the thing that you love being an executive chef? What is it you love about the role?
Traveling the world and trying food from everywhere, really. I want to eat like a local no matter where I go. And with this role, I have that opportunity.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much, Jason. Well,
thank you very much for having me.
Lovely.
That's great. Thank you.
I really hope you've enjoyed Brave, Bold, Brilliant. Don't forget to subscribe and share with all your friends. And if you've enjoyed listening, I'd love it if you'd leave me a 5-star review.